The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Masechet Zvachim, daf Nun Aleph, and we're in the middle of determining whether our four primal limudim, which is the Hekish, the Gezer Shova, the Binyan Av, and the Kal V'chomer, the Binyan Av, in that order, each is capable of being malamed by kachim in one of the other. So we went through the first four possibilities. Hekesh being malamed by Hekesh, Gzera Shava, Kal V'chomer, and Binyan Av. We went to the second four possibilities. Gzera Shava being malamed by Hekesh, Gzera Shava, Kal V'chomer, Binyan Av. The third group of possibilities is a Kal V'chomer, malamed with a Hekesh, Gzera Shava, a Kal V'chomer, and we're up to the question of whether the Kal V'chomer could be malamed with the Binyan Av, which would be question number 12. That's what we're up to. And we've got, after this, another four to go. Is it Binyan Malamed Behekesh B'Tzeder Shava B'Kal V'chomer Binyanav? So we're on the last of group three, section four, group three, and let's see that inside. Ask the Gemara. Dover Halamed B'Kal V'chomer, and this is now one quarter of the way up on Nun Amid Beis. Dover Halamed B'Kal V'chomer, Mahu Shilamed B'Binyanav. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, I can bring you a raya from the following brayta. Now, before we begin the following brayta, let's get a couple of ideas clear up front. The halacha is that an animal that dies without shechita is considered to be a nevela. A nevela, of course, is one of the primary metamim. It's an avatuma. And a typical nevela is metami b'maga, by coming into contact, which, of course, is the easiest way for something to be metami. It's even metami b'masa, which is where you carry it, even though you don't come into direct contact, skin contact. Nonetheless, it's metami. And that's fairly typical. There's one weird case, and that is where you have a bird, a kosher bird specifically, which died or was killed but not through an act of shechita, where over there it is a nevela, and let's separate between the issues of eating nevela. Everything is the same. Eating nevela is always awesome. Then about the eating, we're talking about over the question of the tumah. The tumah of the nivlat of tahar is absolutely unique in that, amazingly, it will not be matami if you touch it. It will not be matami if you carry it. The only way it will be matami you is if you swallow it. And that's called Tum'at Beit Habli'ah, the tumah that comes from the area of the swallowing reflex part of the back of your throat. It's called the Beit Habli'ah, the space for swallowing. Now, the question is this. In a case where an animal didn't die, nor was it simply killed, it was shechted. But the problem is there was an outside issue that prevented the shechita from allowing you to eat the animal, namely, it was treif for some other reason. So you shechted it, and everything was done properly, and there you are processing this animal, you suddenly discover that there's a hole in the lungs. So now you're not allowed to eat the animal. Is that animal now a nevela? No, it's a treifa. But the kosher part of it, the shechita element of it, still takes off the tum'at nevelot. It's not a nevela. It's a shechted animal that is not kosher because of some other issue in the health of its lungs or intestines or so on and so forth. 70 different things can go wrong, which we'll talk about in Chulin. We'll do all 70 of them. But the question where things get really interesting is in the unique case of a kosher bird, which is meant to be brought on the Mizbeach, either a Chatata Of or Nolata Of. Now, amazingly, over there we have yet another special halacha, which is we don't do shechita on birds. Not in the Beit HaMikdash. We do malika on birds. And malika on birds are done with the fingernails, which is not surprisingly called the birdie, the tziporek, right? And a kohen is the one who does that with his fingernails. So that means malika, in a way, is more chomer than shechita, because only a kohen can do it. And it's surprisingly, it's not only kosher for the mizbeach, but the kohen even eats this. So it's apparently something that if you try to do to your typical bird out there in the empire, they'd come down on you pretty fast because you'd be feeding them treifa birds in the Beit HaMikdash. That malik is the equivalent of the treifa, of the shechita, and that's the way to make a kosher bird. Now, what happens if a bird in the Beit HaMikdash, which we're doing malika, turns out to have a hole in its intestines? Now what? So there the question is the Malika also going to be Metaher, that bird from the Vela? Or is Malika a unique thing which it only will work if it's kosher being brought on the Mizbeach and otherwise forget about it? Now, in the subdivision of these halachas, let's also exclude one particular Man Yomer from the whole discussion, and that is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a unique shita, which is called Shchita She'ina Ru'uya Lav Shmei Shchita. If a shchita didn't work to actually be matir an animal, it's not called shchita at all. It isn't an act of shchita. You'll say, but I moved my knife back and forth properly and I cut it. That's not the definition of shchita. The definition of shchita is such an act which concludes with being matir the animal or the bird. Since in this case it never was matir the animal or the bird, albeit through some external issue, such as a hole in its lungs, that doesn't change anything, says Rabbi Yehuda. That is not called a shchita. Therefore, it cannot be matir a nevela either. And certainly Malika will not be matir because it wasn't a Malika, since it never ended up putting that bird to the Mizbeach, because it had a hole in its intestines, let's say. Okay? So now, we can exclude him because we're not interested now in that. But the question is this. Can we utilize a mamatzino, which is going to be what it's all about in the end, that just like shchita would be metaher, an animal from nevela, so too would malika, which takes the place of shchita in the case where you're coming in the Beit HaMikdash, would do the same thing as a shchita. So that would be a mamatzino. That's fine. The issue over here is that we start with a kal v'chomer. The basis of the initial kal v'chomer is the fact that shchita itself, as opposed to malika, is metayer, even an animal. Kol shekein, and that's the given, that's all, the only thing that's given. Kol shekein, it will be metayer, a bird, a chulin bird. Because, after all, we just showed that the bird is uniquely limited in the tumah that it will give off. Much more limited than an animal, because it's not metame b'maga b'masa, it's only metame b'beit ha-bliya. I'm sure you're putting this all in your notebook, that you have beit ha-bliya, nivlat of tahor, all of these amazing ideas every day. We wouldn't want you to forget and not put it in your notebook. So every one of these new concepts is something that you review over a cup of coffee, which of course you wouldn't go to after leaving the Daf Yomi directly to buy yourself a coffee, or certainly not a sandwich since you haven't davened yet, so on and so forth, just a reminder. And getting back now to the issue, having written all of that down in your book, I could just see your fingers wiggling there under the table. Yeah. So now we understand that it's a kal v'chomer. If you can be metayer, an animal from a tumat nevela that is metame, even b'mago b'masa, koshiken, you can be metayer, a bird, because that's only metame b'beit ha-bliya with shchit. Once I know that's true about shchit, huh? Now I could say, well, if it's true about shchit, that's probably true about malika too, because mamatinu b'shchita, by chulin, of course, that would be metayer, a bird, b'dei nevela, so that would be true also of the malik of the bird of the Beit HaMikdash. That would be a kal v'chomer from the dinim of shchita on an animal to the kal v'chomer to the shchita of a chulin bird, which is then found to be treif. And then we would make a mamatzinu from shchita to malika. That would, if we would find somebody who said that, that would be a raya that you can go from a kal v'chomer to a binyanab. Now, it's not a great raya, because I'm sure all of you picked up the fact that it started with chulin. And that's the old problem. Do you go according to the Malamed, or do you go according to the Lamad? That was the machlokes that we had with Mar Zutra before and Rav Papa's Raya, right? Okay, the truth is that according to many Achronim point out, it's even worse than that case. Because in this case, the first Lamad, which was to the kal v'chomer, from the din of Zvicha to the din of shchita, chulin, of an animal, was to the din of shchita, chulin, of a bird. So we had chulin A to chulin B to mamatzinu kachim 3. We never had a case like that before that we would consider to be a lamad min a lamad, even according to Rav Papa. Remember? We had meiser doga, which is chulin. That's A. To shlomi, which is kachim, B. To Taida, which is Kachim C. There's where we have the question of whether if A is Chulin, is that still a problem of Lama Min Alamad? But if A and B are Chulin, maybe everybody agrees that we would not say that's a problem of Lama Min Alamad. Because over there, even the first Lama is Chulin. Fine. Could be that this is a lousy Raya, and we're going to indeed ask on it in a moment. But the fact is that that's our first try. So Says the Gemara, now that we have all our background in place, we can easily zip right through this. And since Richie didn't even need that background, having been through Shas so many times, it really doesn't matter that he arrived just now. It will be right there on his fingertips. Richie did the notebook thing before you were even born, let me tell you. So
it's a shame you could have taken notes from me.
Yeah, well, actually, you probably would have wanted a better note taker. Anyway. Yeah. So, yes, I see the two as profoundly interrelated, you know. You can just see that you'll go on the Shemot, you know. So, yeah. You like pizza, by the way?
Pizza?
Thinking of opening up a pizza store, maybe? Anyway, let's see this inside now. Says Rabbi Yirmiyahu, I'll bring you Raya Tashma. Malak v'nimtzei trefa. Okay, that's the case we're trying to get to. That's the C. You do Malika on a kochim bird, and it turns out to have a hole in its intestines. Rabbi Meir says, well, it's still not metame when you swallow it. Ain't a metame bebet habliya. Rabbi Yehuda, of course, says it's metame bebet habliya, because according to him, nothing is. Even shchita is not going to help you. Certainly not malika, because it's a shchita shena ruia and a malika shena ruia. And Rabbi Meir says, I'll tell you why I say that it's not metame bebet habliya. Let's start with a kal v'chomer, okay? A nivlat be'ima. Now, nivlat be'ima, regular chulin. We're over there, it's mitame even b'mago b'masa. Straight up, an avatuma that does all of the things that every avatuma does. Nonetheless, if you shecht it, that shechita will be metaheret, even though it's a trefa. It'll be metaheret trefata mitumata. A nivlat of tahor, which of chulin, which is not even mitame b'mago b'masa. It's only mitame when you swallow it. Called tumat beit abliyah. So obviously, so koshikain, a shchita of a chulin bird, for sure, is going to be metaher it from any kind of low-class tuma, which is only metame beitablia. Now, once that is given with the kal v'chomer, let us move on to a binyanav. Ma matzino b'shchita shemachsharta b'achila. So in the same way that the shchita by chulin, which is the modality of making it kosher, in a case where there's an external problem such as trefus that doesn't allow you to eat it, is nonetheless mitaheret trefata mitumata. So then, why should it be any different by malika of kachim, which is the equivalent thing that is the only modality of being makshirat ba'achila for kachim, so it takes the place of the shechita, so it's makshirta ba'achila. It too should be mitaheret trefata mitumata. So there we go. A kal v'chomer is teaching us in turn with a mamatzino. The kal v'chomer from an animal to a bird, and a mamatzino from a bird b'shchita to a bird b'malika. And that answers your question, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yossi, continues, however, the Braita, argues on Rabbi Meir, and he says, since the mekor of this limud is what? A kal v'chomer. So then it is limited, as every kal v'chomer, two, information in is information out. You can't ever increase information with the kal v'chomer. You can only apply information. That rule is called dayo lavo min adin liyot kinidon. You can only, you're limited up to the din, the initial information to apply to what you're deriving out of that information. How can you create new information? So therefore, you are limited to the din of a nivlat beima teora, right? Now, since the makor of your din is shechita, how can you go beyond that to apply it to an entirely new concept of malika? So since the halacha of a year is based on a behema Torah, so then that's the most you can say. I agree with you about the first part. I agree with you that shechita is matayr nevela, whether it's a behem or whether it's an oath. But since now you're in utilizing this mamatzino, you are violating the yesod of not taking more than you're given, and you're trying to apply it to a new set of hechsher, which is malika, you're creating new information. And therefore, only shechita is betayer, not malika. There, forget about that. Okay, that's a separate issue. But nonetheless, do we see here that nobody has a problem with applying a mamatzinu from a kal v'chomer, right? Okay. So, there's your answer. Well, he and that, of course, it's not an answer. That's a horrible answer. Because, first of all, it happens to be that the whole thing isn't even true. Because in the end, as we're going to see later, we're going to discover that Rabbi Meir wasn't really relying on a kal v'chomer. Because he, too, would have been distressed at an attempt to derive new information that goes beyond the information in. He really was relying on the famous Hekesh, which is Zot Torat HaBeimad HaOf, which gives me all of the dinim are interrelated. Whatever would be Maksha one would be Maksha the other, and therefore it's not limited, because he starts with a Hekesh. We're going to see that later on now in the Masechta. But let's pretend that you're right. And why should we pretend that you're right? Because of the language. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyah also is clearly understands and sees later on that Rabbi Meir is based on the Hekesh of Zot Torat HaBeimah V'Av. The only reason he's bringing this as a raya is because if Rabbi Meir was happy to phrase his argument as if it were a Kal V'Chomer that would be led to a Mamatzinu, I mean, how would he do such a thing if it was a violation of the rule of Lomad Min HaLomad? You can simplify matters when it doesn't involve you in a violation of a rule. Okay, but you're certainly not going to simplify matters by saying something that somebody's going to look at you and say, what are you talking about? So therefore, even though in the end, you're right, Rabbi Meir has to address the technicality of Rabbi Yossi by relying on a Hekesh of Zot Torat HaBeimah V'Av. And a Hekesh, of course, we know is Malamid B'Kal V'Chomer. We know that from the Rabbi Yishmael in the application to Sirei Avodas Kochavim, from the Hekesh of Kasher Asel HaPar, King Asel HaPar, right? Okay. But Rabbi Yirmiyah figured, since he's putting it this way, it can't be a problem, because you don't use a format that's an illegal format. So therefore, says the Gemara, Hatam Tahave, even if it's true that you're right, that's the meaning of the word hatam over there. Tahave he. Let's say that it's real. Let's say that it's true. I mean, let it be true, even though it isn't. But let it even be true, okay? It's still a crummy raya, because you're bringing the raya from where? From Shechita of Chulin. And as the Akronim point out, forget about Shechita of Chulin. It's Shechita of Chulin to Oaf of Chulin of Shechita. So it's two steps of Chulin. Only the final step is kachin. Over there, we're not going to bring a raya from Chulin. So it's Hatam Shechita do Chulin Ka'atyan. And therefore, you really don't have a raya. Now, Rashi says it's only according to those who argue on Rav Papa before, right? So according to Rav Papa, it's a raya. But according to those who argue on Rav Papa, and they say that you need also the Malamed to be Kachim, there's no Malamed that's Kachim over here. And therefore, he can't prove the rule by a case where the Malamed would have been Kachim. Okay, so he learns that it's still dependent on that Batar Lamad Azlinan, or Batar Malamed Azlinan. That Batar Lamad Azlinan, according to Rashi, means the final Lamad, not only the first Lamad. Because every one of these has a Malamed to a Lamad, which then becomes a Malamed to yet the third Lamad, the second Lamad, which is the third stage of the equation. Okay, so that means either we don't have a Raya at all, or according to Rashi, we only have a Raya, leave it to Rav Papa, that a Kal V'Chomer can be Chozer or Malamed with a Binyanah. Now, that brings us to number 13. So number 13 of the 16 issues. We're up to now the last set. Binyanav, is it Lomed? Is it Malamed Behekesh? Behekesh? Is it Binyanav Malamed Begzereshava? Is it Malamed Bekal V'Chomer? And is it Malamed in another Binyanav? Those are the last four questions. So we're up to number 13 of the 16 possibilities. Richie will just flick them off his fingertips in case you afterwards have any problems. Just I'll give you Richie's cell phone number. Yeah. So Dovar HaLamad Bebinyanav. That's our last four questions. Hey, well, unfortunately, we don't have much information about Binyanav, so we don't have many examples. But at least one of them we can find an answer to. Pshot Miyachoda, I'll bring you one raya, and that is from the following. Remember that we have a list of Im Olu Lo Yerdu, right? Kol Ro'i L'Mizbeach, once it's put on the Mizbeach, discuss it goes in your notebook. Im Olu Lo Yerdu. And we had a whole question over there that on the one hand it says Zot Torah Tola, and Torah means Torah Chat L'Chol HaOlim, which means even something that isn't initially meant to be properly put on the Mizbeach, something bad happened to it. It was Yotze, Lon, Tome, Puzzle, because a coin puzzle would have been Kabbalah Dam. I don't know. There's many, many reasons that could have gone wrong. So it says, nonetheless, Torah Chatechol Olim, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, which is the way we put it, Amizbeach Mikadesh, Et Haro'ilam. On the other hand, that same pasuk also says Zot, which is Zot and only Zot. And it has to be also Ha'ola, the specific kind of Ola. He Ha'ola is yet another indication, only this. So we have three miyutim. Harezer shlosha miyutim, as we said before. How do we know which things are excluded and which things are included? So this braita now is coming to explain why we consider a list of various psalim, which we're about to discuss, as if they happened to the Dan, nonetheless, it would be okay, and if it was put on the Mizbeach, then the Korban is kosher. Or if they were put on the Mizbeach, leave them on the Mizbeach. Imalu lo yerdu. And now we're going to start explaining what they are. And in the context of that explanation, we're going to see that indeed we utilized a binyanav to a second order limud. Mipnei ma omru. Why did they say, asks the Braita, that lan bedam is kosher? So now if the blood was left over time, and then once shkiat hachama, you're not allowed to put the blood on the Mizbeach. But if you do, then that is still kosher. And therefore, if it was olalo yered, which means that now, if I put the emur, obviously the dam, there's no way to take it off. But if I put the emuri of a korban, whose dam had been lan before it was sprinkled on the Mizbeach, I don't take those emurim off. And they're considered to be emurim that were im olalo yered. Why?
It means that he put the dam
in
the
north,
so
he
put the emurim
off. Yeah. Because a lan directly on the emurim would be kosher. How do we know that even the lan be'emurim would be kosher? Oh, that's simple. Lan be'emurim is kosher because lan be'basar is kosher. Really? Of course. How do we need to know lan be'basar is kosher? Which basar are we referring to? The basar of a shlomim. A shlomim is always eaten on the second day. So that means even though it stayed overnight, it's perfectly kosher. Meaning, l'chatchila, that's the way it's supposed to be. Later on, we learn out something that's supposed to be that way from something that's not supposed to be that way. Fine, we'll ask that question. But right now, what we've done is we've learned out one thing from another thing from another thing, right? So we've taken a mamatzinu. We're saying, well, the lan by the dam is kosher because the lan by murim is kosher, and the lan by murim is kosher because the lan by basar is kosher. So it's mamatzinu by basar, kach matzinu by murim, and mamatzinu by murim, kach matzinu by dam. Wow. Okay, there's your answer. So binyan av is clearly chozer umalamed bebinyan av. Okay, Tosis points out that it isn't really fair to say when the Gemara says, "Well, we have a riot of one shot miyachoda," because remember, once we've proven that something can utilize itself for further limud, we get back to the kal vachomer that we originally had made, which we did with the hekesh to a hekesh from gzeirah shavah to gzeirah shavah, and we use that to build now a further raya that it can be malamed with a kal vachomer. So once we know that a binyanav is malamed with binyanav chavero, we really automatically know that a binyanav could be chozer and malamed with a kal vachomer. Because even a hekesh, which cannot be malamed bekesh chavero, could still be malamed with a kal vachomer from the Tanat Vera Mishmon. Remember that old one. So in a way, when we say shot miyachoda, we're saying primary. But it doesn't mean we'd be stuck with the other three. We'd at least be able to know two out of the four. That's for lan. How about yotze? How do we know that if it was yotze, it also would be im olulo yerdu? Oh, well, that's because yotze is kosher in Obama. I should hope so. Obama is yotze by definition. So at the time of the heksher of the Obama, obviously there are no mechitzes to be yotze from, because that's the point of Obama. Is that it has no spatial mechitzes. We'll ask that also later. How can you learn out from something which is meant to be that way to something that's not meant to be that way? Okay. Now, a tummy, how do you know tummy would be imololo yerd? Well, that's because hovuhutar bavodat tzibur. Okay? I mean, you're supposed to do it betuma if the tzibur is tummy. If you bring your carbon pesach betuma. We've said many times. Okay. How do we know that chutz lizmano, if a machsheves chutz lizmano, was put on the Mizbeach. Then nonetheless, it's left on the Mizbeach. Pigel, in other words. Well, because that's considered in the anti-world of Pigel, that's considered to be the primary way of doing things. You're meratza lepigulai by doing a zrik of Pigel. If you don't do the zrik of Pigel, it's not a kosher Pigel, so to speak. You can't really burn in hell for it in the same way, you know? So it's not kosher in the sense. For hellfire, it's not kosher. That's meratza lepigulai. How do we know chutz lemekomo now would be kosher? Well, because chutz, meaning a machsheves chutz lemekomo, not actual chutz lemekomo, which is yotze, of course. How do we know chutz lemekomo is kosher? Well, because the Torah compares pigol of chutz lizmano to chutz lemekomo. So it's chukish of chutz lizmano. Okay. How do you know if a kohen posel was makabel the dam, or was zerik the dam, that it would still be im olu lo yerdu on the mizbeach? Well, we're only talking about the ones, we're talking about those Kohanim, meaning Tmeim,
that would have been kosher for Avodas Tzibur, I mean, Korban Pesach, where Rova the Tzibur was Tamei. So it's the same limud, since it's kosher for Tzibur.
Asks the Gemara on the Tana of the Braita, V'chidanin davar shelo behechshero, midavar shebehechshero? Isn't it a little bit crazy to try to learn out something which is being done wrong, that since it's kosher, where it's a mitzvah to do it that way, like by the Shlomi, where you're supposed to eat it the next day, or by the, or Legabe Yotze, by the Korban that's going to be brought on a Boma, where it's a mitzvah to be bringing it there, so you're going to bring me a raya in a case that it's a mitzvah, so therefore if it's done completely wrong, you see from the case that it's a mitzvah that it's right. I mean, that sounds a little bit crazy. Answers the Gemara that Tana actually, of course, wasn't coming to learn it from there.
No, the truth is, of course, that the Tana all along was relying on Zot Torat Ha'olah Riba Samechle. This is the Gemara's kasha. It was the Gemara's asking, how did the Braita mean to learn? I kept saying the Braita, I made a mistake. How did the Braita keep learning from Shalobach Bechshero to Shalobach Shero? Because really the Tana of the Braita was relying on the basis of Limud. Remember? Torah Achat L'chol Ha'olim. Now, if we're trying to figure out what are the cases that are reasonable to include in Torah Achat, as opposed to the cases that are reasonable to exclude from Zot, Ha, and He. Those were the three miyutim. So what we're really trying to do is line up the things that are more likely to be royal mizbeach, as opposed to those things which are likely to be anti-mizbeach. Okay, so obviously, if you're looking for an overall sense of what's more likely to be on the mizbeach, it's definitely reasonable to look to where the Torah's makshir, lechatchila. But if I wouldn't have the riboy of Torah achat l'chol ha'olim, what do you think, I'm crazy? I'm going to say since something is kosher of bama, it would be kosher with a yotze on the mizbeach? Of course not. But if on the one hand the Torah is saying certain things should stay on the mizbeach even if they're no good and other things shouldn't, then I look to, okay, what things are most likely that the Torah wouldn't mind leaving on the mizbeach once they're put there? Things that under other circumstances are not even issues. Okay, so it's not an issue in other circumstances. For a shlomim, it's not an issue. If lom were so important, then it would be an issue with a shlomim. Okay, that's already reasonable. But meanwhile, we see from here, a davar halamed b'mametzino, with a binyanav, is chozer malamed b'binyanav, and therefore, as this points out, it would also be chozer malamed b'kavachol. All right, the next piece, the closing piece we had in the Mishnah is, what do you do with the shiorei hadam? So since the shiorei hadam, you would be shofech al yesod ha-ma'aravi, im lo natan lo ikev. So shiorei hadam is not ma'akiv de kapora. Now, why do we say that it's al yesod ha-ma'aravi, my time? How do we know to put it on the western part of the yesod ha-mizbeach? Remember that the mizbeach was really constructed in four different sections. So there's the lower section, which extends outward to the maximal width of the mizbeach, which is 32 amot. That was called the yesod. Above that, 30 by 30, is the lower part of the mizbeach, and that was the up till it goes a little bit now above the chutas sikra, one arm above the chutas sikra, midway up the mizbeach, and then we have the sovev, and that's the area that we can walk around, which is an additional arm by arm, where the actual mizbeach is constricted one arm on either side, so it's about 28 by 28, and then above that, which goes all the way to the top of the mizbeach, we also have on the edges an extension of one amma by one amma on each edge, which is called the keren. So that's a block amma by amma by amma. Okay, four blocks on the four corners. That's the shape of the mizbeach. The lower part of the mizbeach, which is the yesod, we have to distinguish between the gaga yesod, which is the upper layer of the yesod, which faces the sky, and the zikva of the yesod, which is the edge of the yesod, which would be the equivalent of the edge of the mizbeach for the matandam and so on and so on. We're going to see in this sugya those are words that we use. PJ is putting them down faithfully in his notebook, and we're ready to go. The edge on the southeast side of the mizbeach, which is the part that is facing in the opposite direction of the doorway to the heichal, it's facing towards the outside, did not have a yesod at all. So that when they built the mizbeach, in the block, in the mold that the mizbeach was poured in, they stuck in a piece along that edge, so along the southern edge and along the eastern edge, such that there was no yesod at all at that corner. The reason for that is that it was in Yehuda's chelek. It was not in Binyamin's chelek. And the mizbeach, being a predator, has to be a wolf. Binyamin save Yitraf. Blood does not belong in the part that is not Binyamin. That we'll see later on. So there was no yesod. All right. No, southeast. Southwest faced the Hegel. So the western section was the place where there was a Yesod. And when you walk out of the Hegel, that is where you put the Dhamma. Question is, why did... Trust me. Don't look confused. Trust me. The diagram is very simple. You're standing in the back of the Hegel when you're standing at the Kotel HaMa'arovi, right? Yeah. Standing behind the Beit HaMikdash at the Kotel HaMa'arovi. You're looking at the back of the Hegel, okay? Keep moving forward. You're going in what direction? To the east. Okay. To your right is what direction? South or north? South. Okay. So now when you hit the Mizbeach, you've gone past the Hechal in your mind, you've moved in front of the Ulam, you're now at what edge of the Mizbeach? The western edge of the Mizbeach. And that piece all the way along, including along its southern edge, has a Yesod. Now, you come to the far end of the Mizbeach. There you're on the eastern part of the Mizbeach. To the right, there's no Yesod along that southern edge. And in front of you, there's no Yesod along that eastern edge. Only at the point at which you come around the corner of the eastern edge does the Yesod extend around the edge. So you basically have a L-shaped section of the Mizbeach that's missing.
There is an eastern edge and a southern edge. It's just corner where they meet with it.
No. It's actually the entire piece is missing. It's only the corner that does have the Yesod. As we'll see, we'll get to later. In any event, how do we know that the part that you would pour the dam is necessarily the part that's facing the doorway to the Hecha, meaning the western part of the Mizbeach? So, how do we know it? My time, huh? Omar Kra El Yesod Mizbeach Ha'olah, since the Torah specifies, Ve'et Kol Dam Hapar Yishpok El Yesod Mizbeach Ha'olah, Asher Petach Omoed. Now, Rashi doesn't like this. Girsan Tosfos says for good reason. It is not because of who the poga beresha. The point is not because that happens to be the first thing that you hit when you walk out of the door. Because if that were the point, then it would be dependent on in ma'avirin ala mitzvot, not on this pasuk. And therefore, it's a very misleading way to put it. And we'll see later on the Gemara clearly is not built on that. But rather, the point over here is on the chelek of the Yesod that is facing you. Yesod, the words therefore should be as they are in Rashi. Yesod kineged hapetach. That part of the Yesod, not the poga beresha, but Yesod kineged hapetach, which is the only part of the Yesod that's facing the gateway of the doorway. It's really the gateway, we should say, of the Ulam and the Hechal is the western side. That's where you got to put it. Now, in order to get a full understanding of this braita, first, let's recognize, as Rashi points out, that we have five parshiot of Chatat, as we well know. We have starts off with the par koin Mashiach, then it goes on to par davar shel tzibur, both of which are pnimiyot, and then it has the three chitzoniot, which is the Seir Nasi, the two chataot of the yochid, which is the kivsas yochid and the seirat yochid. All three of the latter are chataot chitzoniot. Now, what we would expect is that if the Torah is telling us a halacha of shvichut shirayim, so then it makes sense that if we're dealing with the dam of the pnimiyot, when the Torah says that the shiore hadam yishpoch el yesod mizbeach, it would add el yesod mizbeach ha'olah, to clarify that we're talking about the Mizbeach, which is not the one you've been doing the Shvicha, the actual Zrika of the Dam on, but rather the one outside. So in other words, it's Hola, as opposed to the one that's inside. On the ones that are outside, we would expect, as indeed is the case, that it would say that the Shuri Adam should be Nishpach El Yesod HaMizbeach, without mentioning HaMizbeach Ola, because, look, I mean, obviously, that's where we're doing the Aveda. The strange thing that happens is that although that's pretty consistent, there's one anomaly, and that's the case of the Sa'ir Nasi, where for some reason, it also says, without any reasonable explanation that we can think of straight off, it says Mizbeach Ola. Now, the Girsa that Rashi brings, the full Girsa, of the Bright and the Torah Kohanim, which is much more expressive than the stripped-down version that we have over here, Rashi brings as follows. This is two lines up from the middle, the large lines of Rashi. Two lines up from the large line. V'hochi garsinu la b'Torah Kohanim. El Yesod Mizbeach Ha'olah of the Par Kohen Mashiach. What is that coming to teach me? That's the first one. That's coming to teach me V'lo Yesod Mizbeach Ha'pnimi. To bring it bedavka there and not on a Mizbeach where you were doing the Aveda. El Yesod Mizbeach Ha'olah of the Par Ha'edah, which is the second Pnimit, She'em Talmud Lomar, there's no need to mention that at all, because we learned already that din from the Park on Mashiach. Remember that we have a Hekesh Kasher Asalapar, Kenya Asalapar. So it would have the same din in any way. Therefore, that must be coming to teach me
Ma tamadomar, to teach me bedavke lolamet she'en yesod lepnimi atzmo. That indeed, there is no yesod for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Kishuhu omer, now when we come to the third example, al yesod Mizbeach HaOlah, referring to the Sa'ir Nasi, she'en tamud lomar, what the heck would be the point of that? There we really don't have any excuse at all. So there, it's coming to tell me that im et shiarav lo kibel mizbeach ha-pnimi, shiarei mizbeach ha-chitzon yekabel. That if you can't bring it in the mizbeach ha-pnimi, you can bring it in the mizbeach ha-chitzon. Davar acher, what would be the point in that? V'chi yeshol yesod l'pnimi atzmo. There isn't even a yesod there, so how could it possibly mean if it doesn't get it? It must be, imken ma'atam lomar yesod mizbeach ha-olah. Why then does it tell me by the Sa'ir Nasi? To teach me ten yesod l'mizbeach shel olah. That you must indeed be mechayev on the korbanos that are brought in Mizbeach HaOlah, even where it doesn't say anything about Shiraim, you're supposed to go ahead and bring Shiorei Hadam on the Yesod, despite the fact that it doesn't say it in the particular korban. It's applicable if the korban is being brought on the Mizbeach HaOlah. And remember that Rashi follows his general approach, that it's not that you're supposed to see to it that there are Shiraim, but if there are Shiraim, see to it that they go in the Yesod. We saw much earlier that Tosfos disagrees with that, and there's actually a mitzvah. Asks, now, continues the Braisa in the Gemara, O eno ela mizvicha shel ola yehele Yesod. Maybe it's coming to tell me, not that there needs to be shvichat Shiraim of a korban ola, or other korbanos that aren't mentioned, beferish. It's coming to tell me, not about the dinim of the Mizbeach, it's coming to tell me exactly what it implies. The Mizbeach HaOlah, meaning the Zvicha of the Olah, the Dam that is being brought from the Zevach of the Olah, should be to the Yesod, so that that is actually meant to be put on the side of the Mizbeach that has a Yesod. But as opposed to the corner of the to the right of the corner who's facing the Mizbeach, which is the southeast corner, over there was no Yesod. And we're going to see that later on in the Perek, that when they constructed the Mizbeach, it was constructed with a piece in the place in the mold where that would have been completed to create a Mizbeach that did not have that Yesod, so that even though the lower part of the Mizbeach was actually 32 amot by 32 amot, there was a missing piece in an L shape around the eastern side and the southern side, such that at the corner of that corner, there was no Yesod whatsoever. Omar, Rabbi Yishmael, that cannot be the meaning, because then I wouldn't have needed a pasuk to teach that to me. Well, obviously I need to put the blood of the Eila in an area where there's a Yesod, because look, if wherever I pour Shiraim, and Shiraim are not Makiv Kapora, so Ma Shiraim She'en Mechaprim, nonetheless, they still need, even though they're a lower class Netina, they need to be put on the area of the Mizbeach that has a Yesod, Techilat Olah, the first Dam, meaning the actual giving of the Zrikat Adam of the Olah, which is coming to be Mechaper, in the sense, not Mechaper, in the way that the Khatas is Mechaper, but in other words, this is the Kapora that is being achieved by the oil or the Ritzui. Einodin shetu una Yesod. Well, obviously it's going to need a Yesod. So that can't be the meaning of that Pasuk. Teach me the din that the original Dam, the Zerikas Adam, requires the Yesod. Interrupts Rabbi Akiva and says, well, no, wait a minute. I would say that a little more strongly. I would say, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Mashiraim She'en Mechaprim. Not only are they not Mechaper the way you said, they're not even Ba'im Lekapora, which we have no idea what that means at this point, but we're going to discuss it later, but let's let it go by right now. They require Yesod, despite the fact that they have no real value. Techilat Olah she'mechaperet. And not only is it mechaperet, it's even Ba'al Chaparah. Again, we're not sure what that means. Eino din she'tu'una Yesod. So that for sure needs a Yesod. Im kein ma Talmud lomar Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah, tein Yesod HaMizbeach shel Olah. So that's got to be coming now to teach me that the Yesod is Mechayev, al din of the Mizbeach, all of the korbanos that have Shiorei Adam, to put it right there on the Yesod. Now, we go back to understand the Braita in detail. Omar Mar, El Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah, you said that that means the Lo Yesod Mizbeach HaPnimi. So that's coming to tell me that you cannot put the Dam on the Yesod of Mizbeach HaPnimi. But how exactly does it come to tell me that? I mean, don't I need that to tell me the halacha that you have to pour out the Dam to the Yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon? But, I mean, what right would you have to say, and you mustn't pour it out
in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. I mean, maybe it's even better, but you could even pour it out in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Well, that part, says the Gemara, I know from the words Me'asher Petach HaMoed Nafka. I mean, if it says El HaMizbeach, which is Petach HaMoed, as we learned before, that is the Mizbeach that you're walking out of the Echal and you're finding right there at the Petach, right? Obviously, that is the Mizbeach HaOlah. So if you're telling me, stressing again, HaOlah means there and only there. So that part is fine. Now, when it then says, again, El Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah. So now you're saying that final, El Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah, the last one, means Ten Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah. Because if you're going to tell me, Yisal Kataytech Kidichtiv, if you're going to tell me that it only means the simple meaning, pour out the Siyore Adam of a Sa'ir Nasi onto the Yesod Mizbeach HaChitzon. I mean, I'd laugh at you, as we already understood on our own. All you needed to say was pour it out on the Mizbeach. I mean, what Mizbeach are we talking about? All of the Aveda of this animal was done on that Mizbeach HaOlah. Here it sounds as if I'm coming from somewhere else to the Mizbeach HaOlah. I mean, look, what do we need this pasuk for? Tell me Shvicha Shiraim. That's where to put the Shiraim? I mean, Shiraim of Arai Avdilu. Well, that's where we are. I don't need a pasuk to tell me to go there. I'm standing there. Obviously, I mean, even if I'm inside, you already told me to go outside. So if I'm outside on that Mizbeach, you surely don't have to tell me to do it outside. Unless maybe you could say, I mean, V'chitem, and maybe you want to try to tell me that actually it's a mirror image. Maybe I would have thought, if you hadn't said that, I should make it a complete mirror image, namely, that if I'm bringing a korban inside, then I have to bring the shiraim outside. But if I'm doing an aveda outside, I do it inside. So, we say it backwards over here. Devaroi legavoi, maybe we should do the outside inside, just like we do the inside outside. Begavoi legavoi. Well, that would be pretty silly to think that, wouldn't it? Especially considering that you already proved from the previous mention of Mizbeach HaOlah, by the Par Olam Davar Shel Tzibur, you already proved that there is no such thing. Ein lo yesod l'pnimi atzmo. So it obviously couldn't have been a mirror image where there is no yesod on the mirror. Therefore, it must mean that there is, as I said, a need to do Shvicha Shiraim to yesod. Then continues the Braita, O eno elo mizivkat shel ola yeli yesod. Maybe it means put the original dam of the ola on the yesod. So for that, continues the Gemara, had it meant that, it would have said El Yesod HaOlah. I mean, because it isn't a din in the Mizbeach, it's a din in the Korban HaOlah itself. Why would it say El Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah?
Not a din in the Ola particularly, and therefore it will be coming to tell me a halacha of all Korbanos on the Mizbeach being done in this particular way. The Mizbeach demands Shvicha Shirai, not where to put the dam of the Ola. But wait, had it said that, you know what I would have thought that meant? I would have thought that meant that Hava Mina Bezekifa Tiyasod, the initial real matanot of the Oila, should be put along the edge, the vertical edge, as opposed to the horizontal top, which is called the Gag of the Yesod. They should be put on the actual body of the Yesod. Wow. Not that they should be put on the Mizbeach, which is the area above the Yesod, facing the top of the Yesod, but rather, if you would have said, El Yesod HaOlah, what would you have said? Ah, you mean, the Dam of the Olah not only goes, Lamata Michuta Sikra, on the lower half of the Mizbeach, it is actually put on the edge of the portion which juts out from the Mizbeach, the Yesod itself, vertically. Not that it should be put on the part of the Mizbeach where it'll dribble down over the horizontal top of the Yesod. So therefore, what are you telling me? It could have said Yesod HaOlah. It could not have said Yesod HaOlah. That would have been very misleading. Therefore, if it said Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah, it's only to clarify, not what you said, that this is a din in the Mizbeach and not a din in the Ola. Nonsense! It's coming to tell me that the Ola is meant to be put on the Mizbeach, means the actual body of the Mizbeach, as opposed to the body of the Yesod. But it's still a din in the Ola. It's not meant as a new halacha of all karbanos should be brought Shvicha Shirai into the Yesod. These are all questions now. We're trying to get to the real underlying meaning of this braita and what it took for granted in making those initial statements. So therefore, we're now being dochet. It would have meant, had it said Yesod HaOlah, I would have thought that meant Bizkifa,
the Yisod, as Rashi here says, on that part of the Yisod which is jutting upwards. Hashta dichtiv el Yisod mizbach ha'ola. Agago, the Yisod. Now that it says it this way, it's making it very clear. Put the original matan dam of an oila on the part of the Mizbeach itself, Mizbach ha'ola, which is above the Yisod, and not in an area where there is no Yisod. No, what's wrong with that? How did you get to the point where you had a right to make this quantum leap that we're talking about, give all of the karbanos, their shiori adam, to the Yisod? And it's now that the Braita kicks in with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Omer, Rabbi Shmuel, no, I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that. That would be obvious that you have to put the dam of the Eila in that part. Because Gaga Yisod, Lomali Krah, I need a pasuk for that. That's a kal v'chomer. Mashi or a chatat. If the shiraim of a korban chatas, which are not mechaper, because they're not ma'akim, they're teuna gag, they need to have now the gaga yisod. So the tchilat ola shemechaperet in a din shetuna gag yisod. So obviously, the actual dam of the oila, which you claim, maybe that's what we're talking about. Not Shvicha Shirayim. Maybe there are no Shvicha Shirayim. That's what you're claiming. No. I don't need a pasuk for that because it's a kal v'chomer. And that must be coming, therefore, for this new halach. There is Shvicha Shirayim. Omar Rabbi Akiva, no, you said that wrong. Umash yarecha tach in mechaprim ve'in ba'in lechaper to unagag yesod. The tchilat olah, the actual matan dam of the olah, which is both Bechaper coming to Bechaper. Isn't it obvious that it needs a Yisod? Therefore, continues the Braita, so what's the point? Why then did we indeed mention Yisod Mizbach HaOlah? Must be coming to tell me this brand new halacha. Tein Yisod Le Mizbeach Shel HaOlah. You've got to put a Yisod, meaning there's got to be Shvichat Shiraim, on all korbanos that are being brought on the Mizbech HaOlah. There you go. So we've now worked our way through the complexity of this drasha to see what it is that the Tana of the Braita and the Torah Kohanim saw that led him to the conclusion that this becomes the Mekor of Shvicha Shiraim. Tomorrow we'll look at the difference in the language between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the subtlety of whether it's Boyin Lechaper or it is mechaper that we'll talk about. Dover alamid bekal v'chomer ma'o shi'ala made bevinyan ab. Om Rabbi Yirmiya Toshma. Molak v'nim tse trefa. Rabbi Meir omer ayin matame bebeit abliya. Rabbi Yirmiya omer matame bebeit abliya. Om Rabbi Meir kal v'chomer. Uma nivlad beima. Shibetama b'ma'agu b'ma'asa. Shchitata metaira trefata mitumata. Nivlat of she'inu metame b'magu ma'asa inu din shetei shchitata metaira b'drefata mitumata. Ma matzinu b'shchita shemachsharta ba'achila metaira trefata mitumata. So the same thing should be true about Malika with a binyan av. Av Malika shemachsharta ba'achila titaher trefata mitumata. Rabbi Yosemer, daya ki nivlat b'ima Torah. Where over there it's only shchita that is mitaharata, velo malikata, that I agree with, but not the last piece. Truth is, however, dear Rabbi Yirmiya, that this is not a good raya. Because even if you were right, hatam tahavi, but where do we bring the raya? From shchita schulin kahati. Well, we could bring a raya to one of the above. Pshot miyachot. And why did they say lan be'murim kasher? Share lan be'basar kasher. How about yotze? That's because yotze is kasher be'boma. How about tame? That's because it's hutar b'avodat tzibur. How about chutz lezmano? That's because it's meratz lepigulo. How about chutz mekomo? That's because it's hukash chutz lezmano. How about shekibul psulim or zorku psulim is doma? Well, we're talking about the psulim dechozal avodat tzibur. Hey, man. V'chidanin davar shelo be'achshero mi davar shebe'achshero? Well, the Tana, of course, was relying on Zot Torah to'ola riba samechle. Shiore Adam my time, Amakra El Yisod Mizbach Olash Petach Omoed. That's gotta be Ahuda Pagabaration. Ton Rabban, sorry, or the correct Girsa, Rashi's Girsa is Yisod Shekedegat HaPetach. Thank you. Ton Rabban, El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah V'lo Yisod Mizbach HaPnimi. El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah Ein Lo Yisod Mizbach HaPnimi Atzmo. El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah Tein Yisod Mizbach HaOlah. But maybe what it really means is Oino Ela Mizbach HaOlah Ye'el Yisod up front. Omer Yishmova, the initial batanot is a kalvachomer. What do you need a pasuk for? I mean, if shirayim, which are not mechaprim, are to unim yisod, obviously the tchilat olah, the actual nesinas adam of the oila, which is mechaperet, ain't a digitu de yisod. Omer Rabbi Akiva, let's fine tune that a little bit. Ma shirayim she'ain mechaprim ve'ain ba'im lekapara to unah yisod. Tchilat olah she mechaperet uba'al lekapara ain't a digitu de yisod. Therefore, now getting back to our limud, says the Tana. Therefore, in Cain, ma tamud lomar el yisod mizbach ha'olah, it's got to be tein yisod mizbach shel olah. Now, I want to go through this step by step, okay? Omama, you started off by saying el yisod mizbach ha'olah velo yisod mizbach ha'pnimi. I don't get that. I mean, but let it go for it. No, gufei is clear already. The moment I say, asher petach ol moed, obviously that's what I'm talking about. The other mizbeach is inside. It's not in the petach. So, el yisod mizbeach olah, it's got to mean ten yisod mizbeach shel olah. Because, I mean, if it simply means, isak adaitach kidich tiv, so what's it coming to tell me now? Pour the shiraim of the par of the Kohen Mashiach to the Mizbech HaOlah. Well, obviously, that's where I'm doing it. It's a Shirayim of Barai Avdilohu. I mean, of, what did I say? I meant the Saranasi. Did I say the Saranasi? Of the Saranasi, obviously. And if you're going to try to tell me why is that called obvious, why not say Apich Mepech, Devaroy Legavoy VeDegavoy Levaroy? Ah, that's what I mean when I say, hey, baby, there is no Yisod in the Pnimi Atzma. So that can't be what it's coming to tell me. So what's it telling me? Be honest now. What's it telling me? It's got to be telling me that there's always Shvicha Shirayim al Yisod. Well, maybe not. Maybe it means continued now the bright. We're going to examine this inside. Oh, Eino Elam Izbeach Shal Olah Ye'el Yisod. How did I think that? Miktiv El Yisod HaOlah. No, because then you would have said that that perhaps that would have meant on the zekifah the yisod. Now that it says the yisod mizbach olah, it's only coming to tell me yagago the yisod, but it's still referring to the actual matanot of the olah, not of a shvicha shirayim, a punitive shvicha shirayim, which I deny. Therefore, and it's at this point that we move on to Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Gag Yisod for the Matanot of the Olah. Ah, forget it, baby. Lamali Kra Kavachomeru. If the Shiarei HaChatat Sheinam Mechaperet to Una Gag Yisod, the Tchilat Olah, which is even Mechaper, Eino Din Shiduna Gag Yisod, Amar Rabbi Akiva, say that better. If the Shiarei HaChatat Sheinam Mechaper, and not even Boin Lechaper to Una Gag Yisod, Tchilat Olah Shemechaperet Uba'al Lechaper Eino Din Shetun Agag Yisod. Therefore concludes the Braita, Im Kain, there's nothing else left. Ma Tamud Omar Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah Tein Yisod LeMizbeach Shel Olah.
The following is the draft from the previous Daf Yomi cycle.
On Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, we're in the middle of trying to figure out what the status is of the various limudim legabe the din of lamad min halamad. We're going through each one of the limudim. So we go through Hekish, Zereshava, Kavachomer, and Binyanav to see which one is considered to be a lamad min halamad as
the second to that first. We first go through the Hekesh and then all the various other things, and so on and so forth. We've done quite a bit, and we're up to Binyanav. So Binyanav now. Ma'u shilamet v'hekesh v'gzera shoveh u'bekal v'chomer u'b'binyanav. Our question is, can a Binyanav teach us, when it comes to Kachin, using either Hekesh, or Gzera Shava, or Kavachom, or another Binyanav, for that matter? Well, Shot Miyakhoza, we don't have much of a eye for all of the above, but we can bring you an example of one of the above. Yitneima Amru Lan Bidan Kasher, Shari Lan Be'imurim Kasher. Why do we say, now, this is a reference to the limud that we have from the din of Zeus Tirasa Ilan. Over there we learn that the Hiyar Ilan Mekhtar comes to tell me that whatever went up to Mizveah, Tera'achas Bechol Ha'el, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. We've already seen this concept before. Once something is put on the Mizveah Ha'el, even if it was fossil, and now it begins to burn, we don't take it off. It was the shayla that comes and falls off, whether we put it back on. The question was shalat ha'or, but ha'or. But in any event, the problem is that we have, on the one hand, zeis ha'ela, hi ha'ela. Each one of those words is a miut, as we already saw that shita earlier. And if there's a miut and there's a ribui, we have to determine what's included and what's excluded. And what things do we say ma'alu lo yerdu? What things do we say im alu yerdu? So there, the Mishnah comes to clarify which things im alu lo yerdu. So we said, okay, lon bedam, dam that had stayed overnight, so that it becomes fossil. If it was put up on the mizbeach, it's kosher. Shahari lon beimurim kosher, because I mean, after all, there are the din of emurim is also that it's kosher. How do we know that lon beimurim is kosher? Because lon beboter is kosher. If we start with a carbon shlomim is meant to be eaten for 2 days and the night in between. Now, obviously, the meat doesn't become fossil velina if it's allowed to be eaten 2 days later. So that means that there is a concept, at least, of basar that is kosher. Later on, we're going to ask, I mean, that's a little absurd. I mean, that's because it's not called lina, because that's what it's meant to be. I mean, what we're talking about is a lina where it's not meant to be fine. We'll discuss that later. But in any event, here the point is that since we do find the concept of basar that can stay overnight without any damage, not any problem, Mamela, we extend that to the Emurim, that even though they're not supposed to stay overnight, if they did stay overnight, then once they were on the Mizbeach, because there is this general Ha'etzer, so they'll be kosher B'yavad, you'll leave it on the Mizbeach. And from there, we'll extend it also to Dam. And that Dam should be the same thing. So that means that we're learning, essentially, from the Dam, we're learning to, rather, the Dam, from the Emurim, the same with the Mamatzinu, and we're learning Emurim from the Bas with the Mamatzinu. So apparently, we can have a Binyan Av that is Fezer Malami to Binyan Av. Tosfos points out that once you know that, then you also know that it can be Malamed from the Kal V'Chomer, just like we made that same Kal V'Chomer yesterday. That if a Hekesh cannot be Malamed with another Hekesh, as we saw from the Pasuk, nonetheless is Malamed with the Kal V'Chomer, as we saw from Rabbi Yishmael. So a Binyanav that is Malamed with another Binyanav, Koshkin should be Malamed with a Kal V'Chomer. So it would appear that by proving one of these things, we've actually proven two of these things, even though the Gemara has showed me a Choda. And Tosfos is bothered by the fact that it's Choda. I mean, why doesn't it say showed me a Tati? But in any event, those are the only two maxims that we could address. Meanwhile, once we've started on this topic, we're going to go through the continuation of the other things that we can prove are included in Zeis Teras Ha'ela to be kosher. Well, Yotzei would be kosher, because, I mean, after all, Yotzei is kosher on a Bama, which again is a little funny. I mean, a Bama doesn't have a Yotzei, because that's what it is. It's meant to be brought up in the Hasada. So again, this will be included in the Mars Kasher about learning something which is Shalobah Shero from an equivalent case. Excuse me. Which is that Shero, which is a little bit strange. So Keyotis Karshababama, a Tamei, okay, Tamei, because a Tamei, when it would come to a Tzibur, Tamei would be Hutababet a Tzibur. So we find it has this Kula attached to it. Chutzlis Manei, also, if it was put on the Nizbeach, would stay there. But that's because Ha'olam Ratzala Pigulo, remember that we have this very interesting concept, that Pigul has to be a kosher korban, except for the fact that it's Pigul. But it is something that has hechsher for Psul. Very interesting. So since Pigul, the din over there would be that the Emurim of the Pigul, the Dam of the Pigul, would be Gufa Maratze, so to speak, in quotation marks, for the Pigul. So in other words, it makes this carbon an anti-carbon by turning it into Pigul. So that shows that Lamaisa, there is an acceptability of it on some level on the Mizbeach. In which case, if it's put there to burn the Emurim, it stays up there. And that explains at least the Chutzla Zmana. Now, Chutzla Mekaymai, even though we don't have that kind of concept by Chutzla Mekaymai, but it is Hukash the Chutzla Zmana. The Torah compares, as we saw before, the Din of Chutzla Mekaymai to the Din of Chutzla Zmana. So therefore, it should be included. Shekib Lepsulim as Domai, where somebody parcel was Makabal of Dam, and now that Dam is put up, or Zarku Dama, or Zarek Dama of Mizbeach, and once that's done, we say, okay, but the women that go up there is kosher. Yeah, yes, because we can learn that out from Mehanach Psulim to Chozalavaga Sivur. I mean, there are Psulim that if they went ahead, let's say, calling his tummy, and then he worked for the tzibur, he would be kosher. So we do find the concept of an Adam Pasol who, if we could say they were, would be Eilin Agabe Mizbeach. Therefore, even in a case that isn't included in that general concept, in that particular set, but it is included in the general concept, and therefore, we'll say that in the case of Zot Torah Torah, and use that as a reboy, that it means that Imam Aloyer. That's the Gemara, but I mean, you're doing something strange here because you're being done in a Dovah Shalodah Echshero. How can you learn out something which is kosher? You're going to learn out the Emurim, which are not allowed to be brought after the night time. You're going to learn out that they are kosher if they stayed through the morning. That they're kosher because the meat is kosher, but the meat is supposed to be kosher. You're eating it on the second day, the meat of the shalom. Now, how can you bring a riot for something that's not supposed to be done and something that is supposed to be done? Or another example, which you did, you learned out Yotzei, and you said, well, for a bummer it's okay. Well, obviously for a bummer it's okay. That's what a bummer is, but there's no Yotzei in a bummer. A bummer means when there's no basic mikdash, and you bring it outside on the field. So, I mean, you're comparing completely opposite things. Yes, of course. One. The truth is that Tana, Azeis Terasa Elo Riva Samichle, this entire thing isn't meant to be taken seriously as the basis of the limud, that if Ololo Yerim, the fact is we have a pasuk. The pasuk says Azeis Terasa Elo. It's coming to be Marva. All that we're coming to do is to try to show you the criteria that we apply to determine of where would we say Zeus is a miut, or Ha'olah is a miut, or He Ha'olah is a miut. So we're coming to show you which things are more reasonable to include, which things are less reasonable to include. But, I mean, Lamaisa, of course, it's only because of the Chiddush Hakra that we could say such a thing. We never seriously, I mean, make on our own a comparison, let's say to Obama. And then the next thing in the Mishnah that it says is that Shiarei Hadam, these leftovers of the Dam of the Seirim and the Purim and Nisrafim, would be brought on the Yisod Ma'aravi of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Now, the question is, where do we get the idea that it's the Yisod HaMa'aravi? I mean, maybe it's one of the other Yisod HaMizbeach. What makes you say it's Dafka the Yisod that faces the western side? Says the Gemara. Okay, let us take a look. My time, huh? The reason for this is because Omar Kron, El Yisod Mizbach Olah Shepetach Ohel Moed. Now, to say Shepetach Ohel Moed, that must mean that it's the one, and this is the gears that Rashi has, is not what we have here, which is very misleading, which it says, Ahu de Poga Beresha, what he reaches first. Because that's not the point. There is a svara about Ahu de Poga Beresha, which is not Nogea Ar Sugya, according to Rashi, namely that Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvot. But that's not what we're trying to learn over here. We're simply trying to identify the makom of the Eilat, of the Mizbach Eilat. And therefore, what we're really being medayik from is the fact that it says Pesach Olam Moed. And Pesach Olam Moed is Shiehe Kineget Pesach Olam Moed, is what it should say. That part of the Yisod that faces the Olam Moed, which is, of course, the Olam Moed's opening is on the, towards the east, which means that the Mizbeach in front of it, the western part of the Mizbeach, is facing the door on the east of the Olam Moed. So it must mean the western Yisod. So it's interesting, Tosfos has a very interesting question over here, which is, why indeed not learn because they Mavir and Alamitzvahs? Why should we learn Pesach Olam Moed? And Pesach Olam Moed, the truth is a little bit iffy, because the truth is that the southernmost Yisod is also Pesach Olam Moed, at least on its western part. So who's to say it isn't on the southernmost Yisod? This is an issue that comes up elsewhere. So, I mean, maybe Ein Ma'avir Alamitzvahs is a smarter way to learn it out. There's a number of other questions that concern it. And he answers a very interesting answer, which I think is something that you would think of yourself. You can't use Ein Ma'avir Alamitzvahs to tell me where to do something. You could say Ein Ma'avir Alamitzvahs if you have two mitzvahs to do. You have one mitzvah you know needs to be done here, the other mitzvah needs to be done over there. Or you're gonna bump into your shell roast before your shell yad. You want to make sure you don't do that type of thing. Ein Ma'avir Alamitzvahs. Ein Ma'avir Alamitzvahs doesn't come to give you definitions of what the mitzvah is, does it? So in other words, the Torah is telling you there's one particular place on the Yisod that you should put it. You're going to say, must be the one I'm closest to, because Ein Ma'avir, there's no mitzvah to put it there. What do you mean the one you're closest to? Maybe you should throw it up in the sky, because you're closest to that. I mean, so obviously, the point over here is that first you need to establish where it is, then you can talk about Ein Ma'avir and Alamitzvahs. Okay. So now that means that the one which is Pesach Olam Moed is the one which is on the west. Now there's a brisa in this Sifra that goes through all five Yisod Mizbeachs. Okay? Remember that we have the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Soyer Nosi, and then we have the Seirat and the Kivsat Yachid. Kivsat Seirat Yachid for the Chatas. In all of the cases it says, oh, Yisod Mizbeach. In the first three, it also says, El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah. The first one, it also says, Yisod Mizbach HaOlah Asher Pesach Olam Moed. Okay? So the Torah goes from a broader definition, Yisod Mizbach, a more specific definition, Yisod Mizbach HaOlah Asher Pesach Olam Moed, to El Yisod Mizbeach. Again, to El Yisod Mizbeach. And by the way, the third one is interesting because it's not referring to something that's pnimi. Because the Saranasi wasn't brought to Nimi, the Saranasi is a Chatas Chitzena, just like any other individual's Chatas, correct? Nonetheless, it identifies the Mizbeach as Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, which is weird. I mean, where else? That's what we're talking about. What possible reason would I need to identify it, okay? And the truth is, hello, gentlemen, it's Rosh Chodesh. It's a wonderful renewal. We're doing the Daf Yomi. There aren't so many years left us to do this kind of thing. Let's do it with a full heart and a big smile, for heaven's sakes. How many years do people have to live? 100 years? 10 years? Whatever it is. How many minutes? So nothing. We have so much to do. We're sitting here moaning about it. So now, let's use the time well. So now, the Shiloh of the year is that the second one already, which is the Yisod Mizbach HaOlah that appears by the Parah of Davar Shel Tzibur, is already unnecessary. Because we know that the Torah has already been Makish, Vasala Par Kasher Asala Par, Par Zek Par Koy Mashiach, and the Parah of Davar Shel Tzibur. So we don't really need to say it at all. So that's totally extra. The third one is wild. I mean, of course it's all Yisod Mizbach HaOlah. I mean, where else would I put it? I'm going to go inside to put the shirayim. I mean, I don't have anything to do with inside when it comes to Sayyar Nasi. So these are the issues now that the Braitha and the Sifra wants to explain. And here's what it teaches us from each one of these psukim. Tanur Rabba. The first pasuk which appears by the Bar Kohen Mashiach, El Yisod Mizbach HaOlam. That comes to tell me that it's only El Yisod Mizbach HaOlam and not to the Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. So in other words, you must put it back on the Yisod of the Mizbeach of the Olam. You cannot put it on the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now it happens to be there is no Yisod of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but we don't know that. In other words, if we are a naive reader, and we're just reading the Psukim, our first understanding is that we put this on the Yisod Mizbeach HaOlam, not on the Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now the truth is even that is grabbing too much, as the Gemara will point out. Because how do we know that it means that? Maybe it means you can put it on the Yisod Mizbeach HaOlam, even though the main matan is being put on the inside. I mean, that maybe if you put it on the Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi, for sure you can put it on the Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi, you see? So the Gemara is going to end up saying, yeah, but the truth is that we already know that it's a reference to Mizbeach HaOlam from the fact that it says Asher Petach HaOl Moed. So if it says that you said Mizbeach HaOlam, it really has got to be coming to tell me that you must put it on the Yisod Mizbeach HaOlam. Very good. In any event, that's our first limud. When you come along to repeat now, the next time, El Yisod Mizbeach HaOlam, that appears by what carbon? The next one? The first one is Bar Kohen Mashiach. The second one is? You are in imminent danger of having something thrown at you. Well, speak up, gentlemen. The next one is? Thank you. You saved everyone. Kineis kinasi. Akinasha hoyo alayu mikanus.
I'm
going
to have to pitch for money.
All right, so now the second one, that it also repeats the Yisod Mizbeach, which is not necessary, because we know that the Torah compares the fire, Halimdavid Shalchibur, to the? Exactly, because it says, V'yasala par, Kasher asala par. Very good. So now, why does it say it? It says it to tell me, you know what? Elo Yisod HaPnimi. Guess what? There ain't no such animal as Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's why I'm repeating it. You should know. Notice I always talk about Yisod Mizbeach HaKitzur. Well, it's not coincidence, because there isn't any other. So I now know that the Binyan HaMizbeach HaPnimi was without a Yisod. Fine. I obviously couldn't have come to that conclusion from the first pasuk to obviate the need to tell me to put it on the Mizbeach HaKitzur and not the Mizbeach HaPnimi, because I didn't know that yet, you see. All right. Now, why do you repeat again in the Parsha of?
Why do you repeat in the El Navar?
No. We're now on the third one, which is? The Sayyar Nasi. Yeah. Okay, the third one is Sayyar Nasi. Why do we repeat it again? Oh, you said this Be'ah. To tell me, oh, you said this Be'ah. This means Tain Yisod V'Nizbeach Shel Olah. What it's coming to tell me is, this doesn't mean what it seems to be saying, to make a Yisod V'Nizbeach HaOlah. But what it does mean is, the din of the Mizbeach HaOlah is that it has Hilchos Yisod, meaning that any Shirayim must be placed, if there are such, must be placed on the Yisod of the Mizbeach. In other words, even though the Torah never says a word about Shirayim, except in the cases that it just mentioned. But when it comes to bringing the Korban Olah, it doesn't say a word about Shirayim. So who's to say that there's such a thing as Shirayim? Maybe if I have dam left over, I should pour it out in the Amah. Kamash Balon, the Mizbeach of the Olah has a halacha that is Mechayev Shvicha Shirayim Liyasod in a case where there are Shirayim. No matter what the Korban is, if it's being brought on the Mizbeach HaOlah, namely on the Mizbeach HaKitzur, if there's dam left over, whether it's a lanarsha, mechatas, an eila, a shlamin, you must pour out that blood to the Yisod.
The Yisod is the floor.
No siree. The Yisod is an Ama up and an Ama in, which is a step. It's not the floor. It's an actual building of the Mizbeah.
We didn't have that.
That's correct. It was flat down to the floor. So now, we're going to say, we're going to question these drushas and go through them. Now, how do we know when it says this word, by the way, you said, Tein Yisod Mizbeach Shel Ola. Maybe it means that Mizbeach Shel Ola Ye'eli Yisod. Maybe all that it means is that when you are bringing the zevach of the Ola, namely, you're putting on the dam of the Ola. Not the Yeshirayim. Maybe it's the Yeshirayim, but that's the Yeshirayim. Maybe all that it's saying is that if you're coming to do the Nesinat HaDam of an Ola, and you think to yourself, so where do I put it exactly? Because I know that I have Shtei Matanot Shehin Arba, nachon? I don't put it on each corner. I put it on, as we learn out, two corners as a gamma, so that it hits all four sides. So splashing it towards the edge, the dam scatters on both sides of the mizbeach, and I come along now on the diagonal and I do the same thing. Now I have, being as the mizbeach is a square, I have, of course, two places that I could do this along the diagonal. So either I could do it along the southeastern side, which is the first side that I come to, and as I turn right, I come up to the kevich is on the south of the mizbeach. I walk up now, and I turn on that. I take the first exit, which brings me to a place where I can be beneath the chut ha-sikra, because remember the dam of the Ola does not happen in the mizbeach. And now I have a choice. I could say, okay, here's my first opportunity to do the shvicha. Let me do it right here. So I do it on the southeast side. I'm walking along the south towards the east. Continue to walk along the mizbeach. And I now come to the northeast. I skip that because I have to get to the diagonal. Okay, I come now to the northwest. Ah, that's the diagonal of the southeast side, correct? Okay, so I'll put it there and there. And that's it. Comes along the pasuk perhaps to tell me that any dam that's being put on the Mizbeach HaOlah shall not be put on the southeast side because there was no Yisod on the southeast side. It was missing. The reason it was missing is because it was in the chalik of Yehuda. But Yehuda is not a wolf. He's a lion. And therefore we don't look at him as being the type of predator that a wolf over the lion goes and eats. Doesn't sit there and be toreif. The mizbeach is toreif. It drinks blood. So it can't act in mizbeach if it's not in the wolf's portion, as we'll see later on. So that area didn't have Yisod as well. Therefore, comes along the Torah to say, any dam that's being put on the mizbeach HaOlah for the Olah, not a din in mizbeach, a din in mizbeach in the sense of zivicha, like the mazbecha. So maybe that's what it means. Not coming to tell me you're going to shvit the shirayim of normal korbanos. Maybe that's what it means.
Remember, Rav Hirsch said any word that starts with men, it's malkam. So mizbeach is malkam
zera. Okay, good. Amar Rav Yishmael, for that I don't need a pasuk because it's the Kal v'chomer. If shirayim, which are not coming to be mechaper, require them to be put in a place of the mizbeach where there is a yisod. So the dam that I'm putting on, which is the main dam, the tchilat olah, saying the only dam now that I would say the Torah talks of, which is the whole ikur kapara of the olah, it's coming to be mechaper. Ain't odin shidun a yisod is an obvious that it's going to require a place of the mizbeach that has a yisod. So what havamin is there to ignore that? Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva, let's refine that kavakom, Rabbi. You didn't say it quite as good as you should have. What you should have said was like this. Uma shirayim, madach shirayim, which are not lechaper, the imbaim lechapara, they're not even coming for kapara. But the Gemara later on is going to ask, what in the world is that refinement? I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It's going to be repeating the same thing. Okay, and it's going to come out that they're arguing about whether shirayim are ma'akvim. Well, we'll see. And let's leave it right now. It's two in the Yisod. It's certainly Techilas Ela. The first blood that's being put on the Mizbeach, the whole point of it, it's a Mechaper, and it's coming to be Mechaper. Say, no, didn't you do in the Yisod? In which case, whether it's from Rabbi Yishmael's Kavachom, or whether it's Rabbi Akiva's Kavachom, we no longer have a reason to say, oh, Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah, unless, Ma'at HaMadonah, Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah, that it's a din in the Mizbeach. Kein yisod b'mizbacha shel olah. The mizbeach demands blood. And any blood that's left over, the mizbeach insists that it be poured out on the yisod. In which case, it's not a din in olah, it's a din in any carbon that's being brought on that mizbeach, which is called mizbacha olah, for various reasons. Now, let's go through them one by one. Omar, Mar, El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, Velo Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. The first thing we said was, which was in the case of the power of the Kari Mashiach. So we said over there that we learn out from it that we don't put the dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But, I mean, you don't. How do you know that? The most you can say is that there's a din over here of Shvichas Shirayi, which if you want to, you can even be shoved on the Mizbeach from the outside. Now, how do you know that means only? Maybe you could do it in, sure you could do it inside. And after all, the rest of the dam I'm putting on the inside, so why should I put the shirayim on the outside? Okay, so just look, it doesn't matter. I mean, the shirayim are not so important. You can even put it on the outside. But how do you know that it comes to say, and not on the inside? That doesn't necessarily follow. No, of course it follows, because Vasher Pesach HaYomayin Nafka. Suppose the Torah would have just said, El Yisrael on Mizbeach Vasher Pesach HaYomayin. Would I have known very clearly that I'm supposed to pour it out on the left hand, on the Ma'arav side, of the Mizbeach HaOlah, without saying the word Mizbeach HaOlah. I'm not an idiot. There's only one Mizbeach, which is their Pesach HaOmayeh. And that's the efficient way of telling me the din, because in one word I tell you, first of all, which Mizbeach, and secondly, on what part of the Mizbeach it has to be Pesach HaOmayeh. No. So what do I have to mention the Mizbeach HaOlah for? Aha! There's only one reason. Essentially, I'm being repetitious, and I'm telling you, no. You don't have any choice in this matter. You can't say, well, okay, certainly I can pour it out on the Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. Not true. You have to put it here and only here. But we don't know that yet, do we? And if we didn't know it yet, then we wouldn't be able to establish it from the first drasha. Drashas are often that way. The second part of the drasha obviates the first part, correct? But if I didn't have the first, I wouldn't know the second. It's sort of like Maisa Bereishis. Once you get to the second step, you don't need the first step anymore, correct? Am I right or am I right?
First step being...
Okay. We won't confuse you any more than you already confused. Fine. So that I could have learned out from Pesach HaYomayin. El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah. Then you said, Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, the last thing you said was, Kain Yisod L'Mizbeach Shel Olah. I don't understand exactly how you learned that out. Because, I mean, why isn't it true for coming to tell me that the carbon of the Soyer Nazi requires Shvichas Shirayim where in the Mizbeach HaOlah? I mean, the Soyer Nazi isn't compared to the other, to the ones which are Pnimiyim. So, why isn't it just coming to tell me what it means? Because, amen, it's not about the kiddush. Well, what do you think it means? Like, it's coming to tell me just what it says. That, for what purpose? Hani Lomali, telling me what? Shirayim? That you should know where to put the Shirayim. You should put the Shirayim in the Mizbeach HaKitzon. Well, I should hope so. Habaroi Avdilu, where am I doing all of the Avdilu? Outside, by the Mizbeach HaElah. Of course he misses the Daf Yomi. Leave the poor child outside. He's been sitting by the door the whole time, trying to listen in.
At least there's no snow.
And Barnea wasn't here originally. You could have snuck him in without the Shomer HaPesach for the money, so there was no problem with love. So I certainly don't need the pasuk to tell me that there's a din of Shvichas Shirayim and the Mizbeach HaKitzon. I mean, where else would it be? I don't do anything in the Mizbeach HaPnimi when it comes to a Soyer Nazi. V'chitem, and maybe you'll say, well, no, I mean, maybe the idea over here is mirror images. In other words, where I do the avodah b'fnim, I do the shvichas shirayim b'chutz. Where I do the avodah b'chutz, I do the shvichas shirayim b'fnim. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe we should just sort of go do things backwards. The baroy legavoy, the gavoy legavoy. We should take the outside dam and put it inside, the same way we took the inside dam and put it outside. Yeah, but I got bad news for you. We already proved that there is no inside. There is no Yisrael under Mizbeach HaPinim. Don't even pour it on the inside. How would I have thought otherwise? I've already established from the Yisrael under Mizbeach, which appears by the Parayam Rav Shel Tzibur, that there was no Yisrael for the Mizbeach HaPinim, in which case the third case, which is the Sfer Nasi, where it says, see, this is the problem of not knowing Chumash properly. The third case, which is the Sfer Nasi, where it repeats again on Yisrael Mizbeach HaOlah, can't possibly be coming to tell me, and don't put it on the Yisrael Mizbeach HaPinim, which I already have proved doesn't exist! So therefore, it's got to be telling me that there is a din, that the Mizbeach demands Shirayim from any carbon that's being brought on the Mizbeach, whether it's an Eilah, whether it's a Chatas, or an Asham, or a Shlomim, and so on and so forth. Okay. No, no, only the Keteris. Yeah. Never anything else. So now we ask, oh, Eino Ela Mizveach Shel Olah Ye'el Yesod? Or perhaps it means that the Dam of the Eilah should be put on the part of the Mizbeach that has Yesod and not on the southeastern side which does not have a Yesod, as we'll see later. No, wait a minute. In the Brayos, you see, it already skips directly to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, but over here we're going through the steps that lead us to there. Says the Gemara, how could you have said that? It doesn't say El Yesod HaOlah. It says El Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah. Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah means it's coming to tell me something about the Mizbeach, not something about the Eilah. So if it's a din in the Mizbeach, then that means it's a din of all damim that are put on the Mizbeach. If it was merely coming to tell me that it's a din in the Eilah alone, that the Eilah needs to put in the Yesod. The fact is that you say, El Yesod HaEilah, and then I would know that the dam of the Eilah needs to be put on the part of the Mizbeach that has the Yesod. But if you're telling me it's the Mizbeach HaEilah, I now know that it's a halacha in the Mizbeach per se and applies to all carbonic. No, not necessarily, says the Gemara, because I have another reason for writing Mizbeach HaEilah. If it had only written El Yesod HaOlah and would not have written El Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah, Hava Amina, I would have come to a mistaken conclusion that namely what it's a reference to is the Azekifad Yesod, is what it should say, that it shall be placed on the part that is sticking up of the Yesod, but not on the roof of the Yesod. Remember that a stair has a vertical component and a horizontal component. They're both called the Yesod. It's a picture of I can look at it right there and see it right there. See that stair? Now the part that's vertical, that's the Zikifah of the Yesod. And the part that's horizontal, partially hidden by the door, is the Gaz HaYesod. So if I would have just called it the Yesod, okay, I mean, the same way that I sprinkle the dam on the part which is vertical of the Mizbeach, I don't sprinkle it on the top of the Mizbeach, so too, if I'm going to do the din over here of the Nesinas Hadam, the Shvicha, so I might think I should do that on the part which is sticking up, like I do the main Matana. Therefore, I know that it has to be Mizbeach HaOlah, because in the same way that the Mizbeach, qua Mizbeach, the place where you burn things, is the horizontal part of the Mizbeach, so too, the Eilah needs it, or any of the Dam, needs to be put on the Mizbeach part of the Yesod, namely the part that's horizontal, not the part that's vertical, which means Agado the Yesod, in which case, we no longer have a reason to tell me. I mean, we thought that it was coming to tell me a din of all of the Dam, Lagabi Shirayim, but now I changed my mind. Because how do I know now that it's not coming to tell me the din Dafka when it comes to Gabi and Eilah? And I can explain why it says Mizbeach to tell me that's a reference to Gog. And who's to say it's a din in all of the Dami? Answers, and this is a now new interpretation of what Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva were saying. Answers, Rabbi Yishmael, it's a Kavachomer. God is so Lamalika, why would I need a project to tell me that? If the shirayim of achatas, which is not coming to be machat, requires the gag of the yisod, and now you're claiming I can use this pasuk to tell me tchilas eila. So the tchilas eila, which is being machat, in addition to the gag, is it obvious that if it's going to be put on the yisod, it would have to be on the gag of the yisod. And Rabbi Akiva now finesses this. And again, we don't understand his finessing, but he does finesse it by saying, on Rabbi Akiva, Umashi Arech Atashena Machapim, Rabbi Shmuel, you left out the words, Ve'im Ba'im Lechaper, Tuna Gagi Yisot, Chilat Allah, which was Chaper, you left out the word. Uba'al Lechaper, its whole purpose is Kapara. Ain't no dinsha to Una Gagi Yisot, in which case we're left with our original question. What's the point of saying Yisot means Baha Olah? So you got to be to tell me, Tain Yisot and Mizbeach Shalolah, that all Dhamim that are being brought on the Mizbeach HaElah require Shvika Shirayim to the Yisot. And by the way, don't try to tell me that all Dhamim that are put on the Mizbeach require putting their Dham, not their Shiyori Adam, the place where there's the Yisot, because that's impossible, because there are Dhamim that need to be put on all four corners. So how can it mean you need to have a Yisot wherever you're going to put Dham on the Mizbeach? There, if the fourth corner didn't have a Yisod, it can't mean that. Therefore, it has to be a reference to the Shvicha Shirayim of all Karbanas that are being put on the Mizbeach HaKitza, which are now going to be learned out from the Soyer Nasi. A most brilliant, clear exposition, I would say. I'm sure you're all happy.
Brilliant.
Ready now to face, now that we've had the kapara of learning about all of the Dham and all of the Shrine, Neshama Parim Svatehu, we can now look forward, by the time Tisha B'Av rolls around, to being able to bring those Karbanos to Hashem.
So, since we have the table, and the
I don't know.
That's what they said, you saw that all up, you saw that all up, you saw that all up.